So now the middle of the tour, we're headed out to the Highlands, which is their countryside. And it's just so beautiful, and it's lush and green, and we're driving through these quaint little country towns and things, and it's wonderful. And you see, sometimes you're able to spot little waterfalls and things. And then they when you go out and you see their cows, let me tell you, their cows are living life way better than our cows out here, and especially out here in California. I feel so bad sometimes when I pass by. We're out on the 101 or the 5, and you see our cows. I'll be like, oh, the grass is all dry, everything all brown. I'll be like, oh, those poor little cows. Cows in Scotland, they out there taking naps. I'm like, the cows are laying flat down, just like, hey, what's up? How y'all doing? Okay, that's great. Happy, happy cows. And I got to tell you, because they are grass-fed from beginning to end, the cheese and the beef over there are exquisite. I'm not big on cheese, but that cheese, yes, please. Thank you. And the beef steak, can't even say any more to it. Another part of our tour that we went out, which was something I definitely wanted to do while I was there, you got to do it. Tour of a whiskey factory. And in this case, it was already a part of the tour. It was a tour to go and visit the whiskey distillery, Glengoney. And of course, when we got there, had free samples. Thank you very much. Hey. And it was wonderful. We had a blast. And as I'm out there, I do end up making friends with two very special, very unique people, Janine and Chris. Now, they weren't together. They were individual people traveling alone like myself. Let me tell you, this Janine, God bless her. If you were a family member, a friend, acquaintance, or somebody who had ever said hello to her in your life, you received a purse. That woman, every stop we went, any shop she was in, she was buying everybody a handbag. She has so many. And one time she just looked at me, she's like, Valerie, I don't even know how I'm going to get these handbags home. I just looked at her. We were cracking up laughing. I was like, treat them like nestling dolls. Just put one small one into the medium one to the large one. Because I'm like, that's about the best thing. I think you're going to be able to get them all home. But God bless her. She was a trip and a half. And another person on the tour that I met was a gentleman by the name of Chris. And Chris was a big dude. And it was so awesome to find out Chris was a U.S. Marshal who was on vacation. Cool guy. And I had also met a mother and daughter who was vacationing together. And so we kind of formed our own little group, you know, and we would hang out at times during the tour. And then we also would also go shopping. And it was so cool because we went shopping one time. And we were in the store and we look and Chris is standing outside the store like security. I guess the marshal in him, you know, kind of deal. And we're like, this is awesome. We got our own security. I was like, ooh, this must be how Beyonce feels. But we had a blast. It was great. And these people were some wonderful people I met on tour. Unfortunately, I did not keep in touch with them, but I hope wherever they are in the world today, I hope they're doing well. So now towards the end of our trip, where we're now going from Highlands and coming into Glasgow, one of the places we stopped was Stirling, where we saw some castles yet again. And I got to tell you, by the time we hit Glasgow, yeah, Valerie's a little burnt out on them castles. As beautiful as they were, I was done, but still had a wonderful time. And also too, at this time, when it's towards the end of the trip, like I said earlier, I had done an extra day. I put an extra day on the back end, which Brennan Vacations was really nice because they still, even though, you know, I wasn't leaving with everybody else, I wasn't leaving until the next day. they were still picking me. They, you know, picked me up, took me to the airport. But I stayed an extra day because I had learned before the trip that Scotland had their Highland Games, which is kind of like their mud runs and things like that, that we have here. But it's kind of a festival and a celebration of their Scottish culture. So I wanted to go to that. And I bought tickets and I went to the Stirling Highland Games, which we had come through earlier, and visit the castles and stuff like that. And it was wonderful. It was so great to watch all the games. There was even girls doing with the ribbons dancing, you know, that they, you know, can swing from and things like that. And it was so funny because there was this tent and I walked in and like, oh, what's this? Oh, this is nice. They got a nice little spread out and people are looking at me and I'm like, hi. And they were like, hello, you know? And I was like, okay, I was like, oh, maybe I'm not supposed to be in here, because I was like, you know, I'm a guest in this country. I was like, maybe I should leave. And I left, and then this woman came out, and she was donned in her tartan, which is the pattern from their clan and things like that, representing that. And she was talking to me. She's like, hi, can I help you? And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I was like, yeah, I'm just visiting. I'm from, you know, I'm from California. I'm here on vacation. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, because it looked like maybe that was, you know, something private. And she goes, oh, yeah. She goes, this is the chieftain tent. And I was like, oh, yeah, I definitely don't know who the chieftain is, and I'm not the chieftain, so I apologize. And she was like, no, it's quite all right. She goes, I'm the chieftain. And I was like, what? They got a woman chieftain? I was like, dude. I was like, well, right on, sister. I see you. And she was really nice. And, of course, I completely forgot her name, but I do have a photo of her, me and her together, and so hopefully I can maybe post that up. But it was wonderful, and she was really super nice. And she was like, no, you know, you can come on in, and welcome to Scotland, and happy to have you, and just, yeah. And that was the thing. The people were friendly throughout everywhere we went in Scotland. It was great, so... that was my trip to Scotland. I loved it to death. It was wonderful, and hope others decide to go there as well. And just, yeah, just a terrific, terrific time. Oh, so here is an extra story I meant to say that happened in the beginning of the tour when I was in Edinburgh. When the next day, when we right as we beginning the tour, we all have breakfast because, you know, the breakfast is included. And I meet the rest of my group. You know, we have our name tags and things like that. And it was so funny because there was an older gentleman there. And as we were sitting around, everybody's talking, getting to know each other, he goes, did anybody else notice on the commode there are two buttons, small button and a big button? And he was like, why? And I was like, I did notice. I raised my hand. I was like, yeah, I did notice that. So I went ahead and I pushed him because I was like, yeah, what's the deal? Why two size buttons? And I was like, and here's my theory with that. The small button is for your little business. Big button for your big business. Now let's travel. Everybody just started laughing. They were like, that makes sense. I was like, yeah, right? So I give that to you all. Take that in your travels. I don't know if we can apply that to life. Little business, little button for your little business. Big button for your big business. Have a good time. May you travel. Like someone told me, travel, see the world, and have safe travels. Till next time. Bye-bye.